I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. A river of lava has devastated villages at the base of the Fuego volcano in Guatemala, killing at least 25 people. Guatemala's Disaster Prevention Agency said the settlement of El Rodeo had been buried by ash and lava. More from Will Grant.
Local people near Volcán de Fuego are used to living in the shadow of an active volcano. However, the sheer magnitude and speed of this event appears to have caught people off guard. Many victims were trapped in their homes as the river of molten rock came barreling down the mountainside and through their communities. The elderly have been at particular risk in some of the isolated mountainous villages near the popular tourist destination of the city of Antigua. Plumes of ash and smoke have reached 6,000 metres above sea level, and television pictures show a vast ash cloud towering over the surrounding area.
Three of the highest-ranking officers in the North Korean military are reported to have been relieved of their duties in recent months. It's believed that there'd been some unease in the North Korean military over their leader Kim Jong-un's approach to next week's summit with President Trump, with many believing the country's nuclear weapons were crucial to its survival. From Seoul, here's Howell Griffith.
There's no official confirmation as yet from North Korea. That may never come. However, we're aware from reports both here in South Korea and coming from Japan and now the US as well, suggesting that over the course of the last few weeks, three have been changed, with a new defence chief being introduced, No Kwang-chol, new chief of the army, Ri Yong-gil, and that would come on the back of replacement last month of the head of the Politburo.
One of Australia's biggest banks, Commonwealth, has agreed to pay a $530 million fine to settle claims that it breached laws against money laundering and terrorism financing. If approved by the federal court, it'll be the largest ever civil penalty in Australian corporate history. The federal treasurer, Scott Morrison, says the bank must now rebuild its reputation.
It is for them to rebuild that trust. It is for them to make these admissions. It is for them to incur these penalties and get on with the job of restoring trust in the conduct of the CBA. And this, I think, is another important step towards doing that.
World News from the BBC.